It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Take a look at our forecast. Ho, 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 Mr. Pagano.
Here it is. Isn't it incredible that it's Christmas week?
It's incredible. And what do we get for a Christmas present? A new strain of the coronavirus that is more virulent.
Yeah, I heard about that. But some of the people that they've been interviewing concerning that says that most viruses do this.
Oh, yeah. No, they mutate. But this is just what everybody needed, though, the virus that mutates and becomes more vicious.
Right. Jeez.
Happy New Year to us.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we've got our snow outside, and because we have almost 2 feet of snow on the roof, and we had insulation added to the building and stuff like that over the past 2 years, the ice jam in front of the back door to get in on Sunday, I had to chop ice for about 20 minutes so we could open the door. From all the snow melting on the roof and falling on the deck, and then sitting there for 12 hours and more and more and more, and it was.
And there's more fun coming our way this week.
Okay.
I told everybody 2 weeks ago that last week and this week will go to be more stormy. And obviously so far that has worked out. By the way, Marshall, since I will not be here on Christmas Day, I just needed to know, what will you need on Christmas Day, if anything at all?
Just a forecast for the day and the next day. That's all.
So you need MP3s?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
I'll be in Christmas morning. I'll have a 1 hour show from 6 to 7. But we still, you know, and especially if there's any rain or anything like that in the forecast, I feel like it's nice to put that up for people that are, you know, looking for the forecast that day.
Well, yes, and this is the way it shapes up. First of all, today will turn partly sunny. And with that, low 40s, so there will be melting. Tonight will be cloudy. And flurries come in late after midnight, low 30s. Now, you know, could we get a little bit of a dusting? Yes. The other problem is that I doubt very highly, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, if we're going to get a chance to see the conjunction, which is Jupiter and Mars, almost literally together, called the Christmas Star. You could be lucky in your town, and maybe the clouds will break for a little while, and you'll be able to see it. It will happen about an hour after sunset. Look to the southwest.
At least it's not going to be bitter cold.
No. And then tomorrow, we begin with some flurries, and then back to clouds and sun and breezy, low 40s, like today. Wednesday looks to be mainly sunny with a high of 40. And then on Thursday, we will be watching an Arctic cold front, and it will turn cloudy and windy, and we'll get rain and probably fog coming in later in the day, because as that mild air travels over snow cover and the cold ground, it is going to turn to fog. So it's going to be pretty misty. 50 degrees for Thursday. I would not doubt we go into the 50s Thursday night, Christmas Eve, with rain and fog, and there could be some flooding. And then I'm thinking the cold front will go through early Christmas morning, which means the rain will end and it will get windy and sharply colder. We will drop from the 30s into the 20s and there will be flurries around. So if that constitutes for you a white Christmas, then you'll be happy. You notice on the bottom of my forecast, Marshall, I said countdown to a white Christmas. And this is the odds of snowing on Christmas Day. Right. I didn't say anything about accumulation. Snowing on Christmas Day. 1 is low. 5 is definitely. Right now it's a 3.
All right. But we'll still have some slushy snow left.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, you will. You will. My friend David and his wife came Friday afternoon for dinner. That worked out very, very nice. He marveled. I got to remember to send you a picture of the tree. He marveled at the tree and the village. He was really very, very in awe with the village. And I only did like a third of it. Two-thirds is still on the shelf. Takes too much time. But he absolutely loved that. And that was really nice. And then A couple of my friends came over Saturday night. They liked everything, and that's it. I mean, I'm pretty much through now for the Christmas even this season. That is my my undertakings, and you know, as far as Christmas Eve, which would normally be together with my family, I'm going to FaceTime each of them. I'll FaceTime my nephew. I'll FaceTime my niece. I'll FaceTime my sister and my brother-in-law, and I'll do it that way, and we'll just hope for bigger and better things next year.
That's it. What can you do?
You can't do anything else. Yeah. I mean, you know, watching the news is depressing, but what are you going to do? It's the news.
You just got to deal with it.
You got to deal with it. I mean, what I don't understand, though, Marshall, and our governor has made a deliberate point of this, I don't understand why we're still accepting flights from the UK. Now, according to a spokesman on the committee for the White House, was on the committee for the coronavirus, he said it's not necessary at this time. This is the same mistake they made in March or February.
Well,
I mean, there should not, no flights from the UK should be allowed into the United States at this point, because I hear now Australia has it, the new strain, and there's a couple other countries that have it, and there's a load of countries in Europe that are not accepting anybody from the UK, and you can't blame them.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't understand what is with it. I mean, you know, let's wake up. I mean, you know, let's not make this any worse than it already is.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry was the old adage.
So I think, boy, I don't understand. I don't understand. We see it there. There's the wave, ladies and gentlemen, or the tidal wave, and the tidal wave is coming across the Atlantic. Okay, are we going to put up our wall so that it stays there, or we're just going to let it come right ashore? That's what it's doing. I don't know. That aggravated me last night when I read it.
I can tell. Well, I can tell.
If Governor Cuomo's listening, I'm with you 100%. I think you're 100% right.
So I got up this morning, Pat, and I couldn't move. I had a back spasm. And I brought it upon myself, because with this bad weather, getting out to my car and stuff like that, I tried new ways of getting out. Like, so I bought my crutches out from my, and I used the crutches to get to the car for a couple of days. Seemed like a great idea. It was much easier, much more stable with the snow and the ice and everything.
Putting too much tension on it.
But now, but this morning, really, it was amazing. It took me so long to get out to my car. And I have to wear the same shirt I was wearing yesterday, because I can't raise my arm to get it off.
Are you still in pain right now?
As long as I sit and I don't lean or grab for anything, I'm fine. But if I try to grab something or lean, and then when I get up to walk, I look like Tim Conway.
You have to go try to get somebody to go to the drugstore for you and get the patches.
I've got them, but I just couldn't put them on. I'll get somebody to put them on me later on today. I couldn't put them on this morning. I couldn't. You know, there's just
been around.
No, I would have had to been one of the Fantastic Four, the guy that had the stretchy arms to do it.
You have it's lower back, right?
And no, it's right. It's from the
right
shoulder. It's from the shoulder blade on the left side, down to about the mid side of the back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's impossible to try to get that on.
You can't. You can't. No. There's no way.
Well,
anyways, what the heck? So I'll do what I do. I'll stay in my chair this morning and this mid morning, and then I'll find my way home again and heating pad
and take a muscle relaxer.
I'd love to, but I can't.
Oh, you can?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good if I took a muscle relaxer. They would be trying to get me out of bed in the morning.
Okay.
I'm very susceptible to those things.
Sorry about that.
Well, you play with the cards that are dealt you. You know what I mean?
That's all you could do, Marshall.
Well, anyways, I don't have to worry about getting through snow getting home today, just getting home. And it looks like we're going to have a slushy Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be too much in the way of an accumulation, but if you like the little flakes coming down, I think that'll happen in the afternoon.
And we've got the slush from the snow that's already on the ground, so a slushy, pooly Christmas.
Yep.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Feel better, Marshall.
Thanks, Pat. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.